Travel Time, Exceptional Travel Speed by the Conspiring Witness. Question: how do we judge travel time? By the norm or by each travel experience? Maybe the first set of witnesses arrived at the scene even though they were somewhere else earlier, like a fast horse or a fast flight. So maybe the witnesses, they say they saw something, but we know they were somewhere where it takes 2 hours to go from point A to point B. So how could they say that in an hour and a half of time between the travel they saw it? So maybe it can't be. But maybe the flight was fast, or maybe they had a horse that was fast. So do we judge the case by each individual or just by the norm, the normal speed time? And the answer is normal travel time is how we go, unless proven otherwise, of course. If they can prove that they got there quickly, then it's okay. Otherwise, if nobody says anything, then they would be considered a dimzo mimin. Now, the connection is it's Mishnah related, just like the last one. It's about the Mishnah topic of a dimzo mimin, but not about the Mishnah itself. And it's also a similar theme, because it's like the last one where we said exceptional eyesight. It has the same theme and the same author, which was Rava speaking, as the previous sugya. So there's many connections why this one is coming next. And now we do the Gemara. Ve'amar Rava, like we said, and Rava said, meaning he's saying another thing. Ba'u shenayim ve'amru, two witnesses came and said, Besura besafra, bechad beshabata, harag piloni et hanefesh. In Sura, which is a place, in the morning, betsafra, bechad beshabata, on Sunday, the first of Shabbat, the first day, which is Sunday, they said, this guy killed a person. Ubao shenayim ve'amru, befanya bechad beshabata, imanu heitem ben hardea. In the evening, on Sunday, you were with us in Nehar De'ah, which is another place. So now we see, Chazenan, we see, Im safra lefanya, if from morning to night, Matze azel misura lehar De'ah, you can go from Surah to Har De'ah, if you can do that, then it means they could have seen it. Then lohavu zomimin, we don't make them zomimin. And we might even make guilty the defendant. Ve'ilav, and if it's not possible to travel that amount of time in one day, havu zomimin, then they're going to be considered zomimin. Now again, pshita, this is obvious, like we said in the last one. If you can't get there in time, obviously you know that it's not possible. So why are we saying all this? Because mahu detema, maybe I would have said, lichush legamla parcha. Maybe we wonder about a fast camel. Maybe he had a camel that goes very fast. Like we said, a fast horse or a fast flight. So kamashmalan, we learn basically otherwise, meaning that it's not. We don't go by that. Now again, unless he wants to say that he did that, meaning if nobody brings up the subject, the judges won't assume that he had a fast camel. They'll just say, this is the time it takes to go from A to B. You're saying that you did it earlier. We're not going to go with that. We're not going to go with that to make the defendant to be guilty. So it'll end up being the Edim Zomimin are going to be guilty. But they have to prove it. If they really did come on a fast flight, let them show the papers or however it is. Now you'll notice the witnesses are not saying, the second pair of witnesses are not saying, you were with us over here at the time of the alleged event of the crime. Usually that's what they say. But here they're just saying that at this hour after the crime, you were with us. But that's going to already imply that you couldn't have been that far away and seen the crime yourself. So sometimes when we say that the witnesses have to say you were with us, it's not necessarily to say that they were with us during the crime time. It just means in a scenario that will prove one way or another, that they could not have been at this scene of the crime.